The Glitter and the Gold, The American Duchess, in Her Own Words. By Consuelo Vanderbilt Balzon. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Copyright 1953 by Consuelo Vanderbilt Balzon. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. It is not all gold that glareth. Chaucer, The House of Fame, Book 1, line 272. All that glitters is not gold. Shakespeare, Merchant of Venice, Act 2, Scene 7. All, as they say, that glitters is not gold. Dryden, The Hind and the Panther. Introduction. Consuelo Vanderbilt Balzon was an enormous influence in my life. My earliest recollections were of Casa Alva in Lantana, Florida, where I spent almost every winter holiday during my school life. It was the house Granny and Jack Balzon bought after the war. Consuelo, or Granny as we knew her, was born in 1877, the eldest daughter of a very socially ambitious mother and a fabulously wealthy father, who was kind and indulgent. Her early life would have been unbearable to later generations. It was extraordinarily strict. If she failed to stand or sit up straight enough, she would be made to wear a steel rod down her back strapped to her shoulders and waist. When she was 18, she was taken on a grand tour by her parents in their yacht, Alva, where they visited Europe, Russia, and India. While she enjoyed the sights with her younger brother, Willie, her mother was plotting her future. She was determined that her daughter should marry an Englishman. Consuelo, at the time, was in love with a suitor from Newport in America, but her mother had other ideas. Alva decided that the Duke of Marlborough would fit the bill, and as he was...